name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. As we enter the mystery of Holy Friday, and that is this evening, the reading of the 12 Gospels, we hear continually of the spitting and the scourging and the mocking and the utter brutality of the crucifixion. And yet what we see in the incredible hymnography of the church, we don't necessarily emphasize the suffering. We prioritize who the suffering servant is. We can highlight the entire hymnography that we've heard tonight, but I wanted to specifically highlight just a couple of the hymns. So what they are highlighting is not just the suffering, but who that suffering servant is. Today the Jews nailed to the cross the Lord who parted the sea with a staff and led them through the wilderness. Today they pierced with a lance the side of him who for their sake smote Egypt with plagues, and they gave gall to drink to him who rained down manna on them for food. And during the procession of the cross, that somber procession during the fifth gospel, we hear, he who freed Adam in the Jordan is struck on the face. The bridegroom of the church is affixed to the cross with nails. The Son of the Virgin is pierced by a spear. We worship your passion, O Christ. Show us also your glorious resurrection. We see that the man who is crucified today, that he who is crucified today is the same person who is the creator of all, not only the creator of the entire cosmos, but the fashioner of every single one of us here. Fashioned us in the womb and is continually fashioning us today with those same hands that are nailed to the tree. And we also see so much of the humanity of Christ tonight in those words that he says on the cross, quoting the psalm, my God, why have thou forsaken me? Not only we see the incredible humanity of Christ, of God who became man, but we see in this, we remember that Christ's ascension to the cross is voluntary. It is completely voluntary. We do not mourn a man who is killed and thus seek vengeance. We are celebrating the victory of the God who became man, who willingly ascended the cross for the life of the world. So come, let us venerate he who became man and ascended the cross for our salvation, for our forgiveness, for the life of the world, and the cross which completed that great mystery.